We're starting today with the issue about that we started yesterday, Amar Marv, two lines from the bottom of Kaf Hei Amud Bet. Halacha hi b'nazir. So remember, there's a unique halacha by Nazir, halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, that if you have ma'ot stumim, you set aside ma'ot, you didn't say exactly what each of the ma'ot were for, but clearly it was for your korbanei nazirut. Then we say that even though there's chatat mixed in, and chatat usually we'd have to say, you know, this is a case obviously where the person's no longer going to be a nazir, you know, either it was the husband was made for the wives, or, you know, all sorts of cases where we saw, or where the person died, whatever it might be. What happens? All the ma'ot can be used, they're sent for olat nedava. Okay, you bring a korban olat nedava from it, even though generally, right, if we knew for sure it was for the chatat, we wouldn't allow it, right? But this is unique halacha by Nazir, that even though money from the chatat is mixed in, which normally we wouldn't allow for such a thing, right? We had the betimna yesterday, the five cases where the chatat is meta. Okay, so what do we say? It's a halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, unique halacha by Nazir, which makes it sound like what? It's only by Nazir that this would be the case. So that's going to be the Gemara's first question, okay? And any other time you have a chatat, this wouldn't be the case. V'tuleika, and in no other case would this be the situation. V'hatanya, don't we have a braita that contradicts this? That says, Ushar chayavei kinin shebatorah, shefrishu ma'ot lekinehem. Right, there's all these cases where we bring like a matzora, where we bring two birds, one for a chatat, one for an olah. Okay? So, what about a case like a matzora? Shefrishu ma'ot lekinehem. And then, so Rashi gives an example like v'achar kach eshiru, and then they became richer, and then they didn't want to bring birds anymore, they wanted to bring something else, right? Animals. Remember, you can, there's certain ones that you can, depending on how much money you have, right, you can bring more, or something better. So now, what if he wants to bring a chatat behema instead of an olat behema? Ratza lavi behen chatat behema, yavi, olat behema, yavi. So now, if he set aside these ma'ot with the intent he was going to buy birds with them, and now he wants to swap it and buy animals with them, so according to this, he's allowed to. V'hayulo ma'ot stumim. Mate. What if he dies before he's mafrish? So again, he was mafrish to these animals. So if he sets aside ma'ot for the two birds, and then he decides to buy a better animal, no problem. He can do that, right? He can swap it for animals. But if he had ma'ot stumim, he didn't specify exactly which was for what. Yiplu l'nidava, the same exact halacha, even though one's a chatat and one's an olah, and you would say the chatat is supposed to, you know, not be used, it should go liyam ha-melach, the money. What do we say here? It's just like the halacha of Nazir, that yiplu l'nidava. Okay? So, how does this work with ours? We said it was a unique halacha by Nazir. How is it all of a sudden also with these kinim? So the Gemara says, Tana Nazir, b'chai v'kinim didamule. Ah, what he meant was Nazir and situations that are similar to it. What's similar to the kinim, to this? Because it's a bunch of things that you bring together, right? You bring two ofo, one chatat, one la'olah. Like in the Nazir, where you have a few animals, one chatat, one olah, one shlamim. So it's a similar situation where you have a bunch of things, and we're going to see a different case where you're going to have things that you're bringing a chatat and an olah, but not for the same reason. They're part of a package, right? It's a package that includes the chatat and the olah together. The chatat's mixed in with other stuff in terms of your base chiyuv. Your base chiyuv is chatat olah shlamim, or chatat and olah. So it's very similar, and therefore, anytime you have a chiyuv where the chatat and the olah come together, or more things, you know, chatat olah shlamim, or whatever it may be, when you have a group of these things coming together, and you set aside money for the whole package, so then we say, if you didn't specify what the money would go to, then the money, all, you know, it's still hekdesh, right? If you no longer need it for what you needed it for, it's still hekdesh. But instead of saying, since the chatat's mitin, it goes to Yom HaMelech, the money, what do you say? You buy olot nedava with it.
And okay? Is it, and you bring actual? The olot. Is it true that in any situation you can do that? Or are we about to see that, in fact, it's only salmon out of it?
So, no. So, anytime where you have this grouping of korbanot, I think, I believe so. It seems like, yes.
Consistent with the timna. Rashi Tevot, that those are not groupings of things, each of those cases?
No, so these cases aren't cases of korbanot. These are cases where meit nikapu ba'aleh, it's situations that happen to the person who's supposed to bring the korban, which would be true in any situation where there's a chatat. Now we're going to learn it's only true in situations where it's a chatat that was an individual chatat and not a chatat that was together with a bunch of other things, and you joined and you said, you know, this is for these korbanot. We're going to see some other things about it, but this is basically the only issue where they're relating it to some other type of chatat, where the chatat goes with the ola, and then they say that would be the same. And now they want to say, we want to explain better the statement of Rabbi Yochanan where he said, halacha hi b'nazir, we want to say what he was trying to distinguish it from, okay? So la'afuke, he was coming lahotziatze mehadetanya from this braita. Mi shehaya mechuyav chatat ve'amar hare alai ola v'hifrish ma'ot. Okay, so now this is what he was trying to distinguish it. He wanted to distinguish it from this particular case. I already kind of referenced it, now you'll understand. Let's say you're chayav a chatat, and you say, I'm setting aside this animal for an ola. But you're chayav a chatat, right? Not an ola. So now, what happens? You now... sorry, I read too far. Mishayam chuyav chatat v'amar harei alai ola. Okay? Period. So he's chayav chatat. He takes an animal and says, you're going to be an ola for me. But now he's chayav a chatat. So what happens? This guy is now chayav in olat nidava because he said hare alai olat about this animal. And he's also still chayav as chayav chatat because he didn't get rid of it. So now you have a situation where a person's chayav both a chatat and an olat, but each one is coming from a different source. They're not connected. It's not a pair or a, what's the word? A triple, you know, a three. A grouping of three, like the Nazir, and it's not a pair like the Kinim. This is where he said, he got, you know, he obviously, I think the situation is he messed up. That is, when he was taking aside the animal, he said, Arei alai l'ola. What he really meant to say, Arei alai l'chatat. But since he said, Arei alai l'ola, it's a good question. I don't know the answer. If it was actually a total mistake, if that's the situation. Right. Maybe, I'm not sure. If it was a mistake or he, it's a good question.
This just says that he was making a vow and now he has two obligations.
Right. It's a good question. I'm not sure if it was an accident or not. But anyway, so this guy now has to bring two of them, okay? And right, it sounds like he just said the words Hare Alai Ola, right? He didn't bring an animal. I was wrong. It's not that he said it on the animal. He says Hare Alai Ola. That's what happened. The guy ate, let's say for the example they bring in let's say he ate chaylev b'shogeg, where he's chayav b'chatat. And then he just says, hare alai ola. Okay? So whether he said it because of that or not, I don't really know. But in any case, he's chayav both. So now he frish ma'ot. So now he sets aside money to buy the animals for the, that's why it can't be he said to an animal, it was my mistake. He says, hare alai ola, he's chayav ola, he's chayav b'chatat. He sets aside money for these animals. Ve'amar hare elu l'chovati. Okay, so now he says, this is going to be for my chavot that I have, which includes the ola and the shlemim. Now, if we said this would be the same as the nazir, what would we say? If he dies or something happens, right, what are we going to say? All of the stuff goes to the ola nadava. Mm-hmm. But if this isn't the case like the nazir, which is exactly what we're going to see, right, what will happen? So the chatat will have to go to Yama Melech, and the ola, you'll buy an ola nadava from it. So, Ratza lahavi behen chatat behema, lo yavi. Olat behema, lo yavi. If you want to take this money now, okay, now it's even more complicated. If you want to, okay, this, by the way, there's two different versions. Some people say, if you want to take from this money the chatat behema, you can. And if you want to do the olat behema, you can. In other words, you can take from this money both for the chatat and for the olat. But the other stuff says, no, you can't take for either of them, okay? And there's one second. Right, there's two reasons given here. One is that because each comes from two separate chiyuvim, You can't group them together and say, okay, well, now I'm going to separate from this money for the chatat and for the ola, because maybe you're taking money from the chatat to use for the ola. Maybe you're taking money from the ola to use for the chatat. Since they're not connected to each other, they're two totally separate things, you basically create a situation where you're now stuck with this money. Okay, that's one interpretation. A different one says that, right, because lo yavish kemashma lashon shivim hem gam chata v'gam ola. He can't take each one separately. In other words, right, the way they understand it is if you wanted to take all the money and use it for the chatat, you can't, or all the money and use it for the ola, you can't, because you designated that this money was for both. In other words, right. So according to some interpretations, it means you can't bring the, you can't use all the money for the chatat or all the money for the ola. It's very unclear how you read this. But the other one, that I want to mention before. I see. Okay. No, I misread it. Even this, even the first interpretation I brought is also, you could bring half-half, but you can't bring all of it for one, which you could do. We saw this before. If you took the money and you said this was for my chovot, and then you brought, like a, you said, well, in the end, I really meant I wanted a really fat shlamim, right? And then you use some of the money for the, right? You use all the money for the shlamim, and then you take additional money for your ola and your chata for nazir. So that you could do, because they're all connected. But in this case, since they're not all connected, they're two separate chiyuvim, so you can't say, well, I meant all the money is going to go toward this animal, and I'm going to take some other money for some other animal. That's one way of reading this. Okay, so, and as it sounds like, you have to bring, so the, right, and then according to that interpretation, you can't even really split the money, because it could be your ola money is going for the chata, and your chata is going for the ola, so what you'd have to do is, you'd have to take two animals and say, all the kedusha of the chatat that's in this ma'od is on this animal, and all the kedusha of the money that's on the ola is on this money. You'd have to do some more complicated thing according to that interpretation, because they, you'd have to be concerned that the designation of your money doesn't go to the wrong place. Okay, but then, like I said, there is some other nusach, which is the opposite, which is if you want to bring for your chatat behema, you can. You want to bring for your ola behema, you can. In other words, half-half, and without a problem, you can do it. So there's a few different ways of reading this, but no matter what, the key issue for us is actually not that line. The key issue is what happens next, which is, mate, what if he dies? Vayulo ma'ot stumim, right? And he didn't specify yet what this money was going toward, right? Which was for the ola and which was for the chatat. Yochu liyam ha-melech, right? All the money has to go to Yam ha-melech because of the chatat that's mu'urav within that money, okay? Which is just different, and that was the whole thing that Rabbi Yochanan was trying to distinguish Nazir from this case. This case is not like the Nazir case, as we explained already from the beginning, that the Nazir case is all of them are a package deal, and these are two totally separate chiyuvim that you kind of lump together. Okay, next thing. Okay, if you want to follow on the sheet just kind of maps out like where we're going. Okay, so what we had so far was we wanted to deal with this word line, halakha yiv nazir, and then we said, what do you mean, not anything else, just nazir? And then we said, no, it's like the kinim. And then we said, it's like the kinim, and it's not like this case, like where you have a chatat and ola coming from a separate place. Now we're going to do expanding a little bit the meaning of the Mishnah. Amar of Ashi. Hada amart mufurashin lo. Okay, now remember the Mishnah, right? If you have mefurashim, right, if already your money was specified, right, if you want to look back for a second in the Mishnah, okay, the Mishnah said, Hayishan shana drava nazir v'yifrisha et be'emta, v'achar kach hefer labala, right, then he cancels the nedir after she separates her animal. Im shalo, okay, we'll skip that part. Right, so im shala hayta be'ema, if it was hers, then what happens? Hachatat tamud v'ola tikrav ola and shlamim tikrav shlamim v'nechalim yom chad v'enam tunim lechem. Right? And then if they were ma'ot stumim yeplula nidava, and if it wasn't a behemah she was mafrish, but it was ma'ot, and the ma'ot were mafurashim, that this money is for the chata, this money is for the ola, this money is for the shlamim. That's how we understood it, right? We're going to change that explanation in a minute now. Okay, but let's say, he said, this money is for the ola, this money is for the shlamim, this money is for the chata. So, the demei chata yechul yam ha-melech, right? Lo nehenim v'lo mo'alim, there's no me'ila because we're not going to buy a korban with that money, right? So, as long as there's no korban, there's no me'ila. Dmei ola yaviu ola u'mo'alim bahem, you bring ola and there's din me'ila. And dmei shlamim, no, I forgot to mention this, by the way. Ola has din me'ila because it's kodshei kodshim. But shlamim is kodshim kalim because people eat it. And there's no din me'ila in it because you're allowed to eat the meat. So therefore, there's no me'ila, even though it doesn't say it here. But that's why only the ola you're mo'alim bahem. And the dmei shlamim yaviu shlamim v'nechalim liyamacha v'enchulim lechem. Right? You just bring regular shlamim. They're bound by timing of the nizirut, but you don't have the lechem that comes with it that the nezir generally brings. So now we're going to basically say that it's more than just the case I said, where he says, this is for your shlamim, this is for your chatat. Okay? Amar of Ashi. Ha de amar before Ashim lo. Lo tema, don't say de amar elu lechatati, ve'elu le'olati, ve'elu le'shalmi. Don't say, it's only the case where he says, this pile of money is for the chata, this pile of money, right? That's what we thought. Ela afilu amar, even if he takes money aside, he takes one pile of money, and what does he say? Elu lechatati ula'olati ule'shalmi, mefurashim him. He says, that already is considered mefurashim. Okay, if he says the words, right, if he doesn't say, Elu lechovotai, right? Lechovotai is satum, right? It's just in general for my obligations. Then you could say maybe he meant all for the shlamim, maybe he meant all for the ola, right? There's already, it's much looser. But if he says, this is for my chata, my ola, and shlamim, nothing you could do, right? Then it's already, that's mefurashim. And then you'd have to say, then it obviously becomes a little complicated here if you do that. Well, then how do you know which money goes where, right? Right, you love number. Right. In other words, what he would say basically, I think the point is in that case, you wouldn't call it satum that yolchul nidava. In other words, you can't, in that case, all the money wouldn't go to nidava, which you would have thought. Right? We would have thought that's not mefurashim, that's satum. He says that's not a case of satum. Okay? It wouldn't all go to nidava. Now, what exactly would happen to it? Right, how would you do this? I think, I wonder if the whole thing would have to go to Yam HaMelech because, right, I think the whole thing would have to go to Yam HaMelech.
Do you know what part of it is?
Right, so here the note says that they're not exactly Ma'om Mefurashim because, right, they're still not exactly the way the Mishnah has it, but, right, they would have to all go to Yam HaMelech. Yep, that would be. Okay? So he's adding this big chumrah, right? Because even the Mishnah didn't say everything has to go to Yam HaMelech. The Mishnah said only to Mechata go to Yam HaMelech. But if you have this in between where it's not exactly Mefarash, but not exactly Satum, then you're really stuck. If you're really specific, then it helps you. Because then the Ola will go to Ola and the Shlamim will go to Shlamim and only the Chata will go to Yam HaMelech.
This says otherwise.
Yeah. What does it say?
Although the funds were never previously separated into their constituent parts, there's no reason why this cannot be done after the Nazir's death. The first is price of the Chatat is removed in the test and the Tzid. The remainder is split between the Ola and the Shlamim.
Because if you're throwing Ola money into Yam HaMelech, isn't that kind of... Like
right, so there's a machloket about it. I see here. There's a machloket Rishonim. There's a machloket Rishonim about it. That's okay. So there's a machloket Rishonim about...
It's separated and as a result...
Right, the Rush says, like I said... And then there's Rishonim who disagree, who say that you can use the shi'ur of the Dmei Chatat and the shi'ur of Dmei Ola and the shi'ur of Dmei Shlamim. So there's two different ways of looking at it. So either, right, it's weird that he would, the second interpretation works a little, you can see why the second interpretation is weak, because how do you know how much money was for each? On the other hand, to say that he's coming up with something that's more chamor than what the Mishnah was actually saying itself is also difficult. In other words, here he seems to be just saying that, well, this is more like before Hashim and not like Stumim, but before Hashim we had a solution for, and you're kind of, he's creating this situation, but there's no solution. Although it happens to seem more logical to me that there really is no good solution here, because to say that we know what money was for what, that was the whole thing. We don't know what money's for the Chatat, so therefore we have to treat it all as if any of it's for the Chatat. So, okay.
Presumably in the days when they were actually bringing Korbanot, which is well before this, they were going market rates, even if there was a range.
It could be. But again, even if you're going to say when you have the chatat and the shlamim together and you want to separate it, you can't separate it because maybe some of that money is the chatat money. Yeah, and the way they're treating the money is as if the value of the chatat's on all the money, in theory. Because since any of the money could potentially be used to buy the chatat, it means the chatat pervades all of the money. So therefore, even though you're right, we might know the price, but the concept that you've made this hekesh for chatat means we don't know exactly which money is which, and therefore it creates this whole problem.
According to Rav Ashi, how would you define satum?
So satum would be, you said, elu l'chavotai.
Just general.
Right.
Nazir.
Which, well, no, it could be for Nazir. This is for my chavot of Nazir, but you didn't say for my chatat, for my olam, for my shlamim.
Isn't that what you mean?
Yes, but it's more satum. It's, you didn't say the word chatat. In other words, if you didn't say the word chatat, we could say maybe you mean it's for my shlamim of the korban. And that's why this is a unique halacha of Nazir. In other words, this isn't logical, really. Halacha means, right, it's halacha l'mosh m'sina, it's passed down by Masoret that this is the way we treat it. Right. It's against what you would have thought. So, okay. That's one reading of Rav Ashi. Now we're going to have a different reading of Rav Ashi. Ika de Amre, some people say that Amar Rav Ashi like this. Lo tema ad amar elu l'chatati ulo lati ulishalmi. Don't say that mefurashim has to be, right, it's very similar, right? Elu l'chatati ulo lati ulishalmi. Ela afilu amar, now here this goes against what I said a minute ago. According to this one, even if he said elu l'chovoti, l'chovati, even if he says this is for my chovav nazir, hare henki mefurashim. Okay, that's miforash. Okay, so now you have to say, well, according to this, right, what's going to be satum according to this interpretation? Because this interpretation leaves much less than satum. So according to this, right, what would you say? What would you say here?
This kind of reminds me of the first Mishnah.
Right, even if you said elu l'korbanati, if you said that, then it's okay. Chovati is my obligations, whereas korban is my sacrifices. Now, sacrifices, you could say ola shlamim, you know, but if you say my obligations, obligations includes everything you're obligated in. So therefore, obligations wouldn't work. Okay? So according to the first interpretation, stumim would be elu l'korbanati or elu l'chovati. According to the second interpretation, only elu l'korbanati would be called satum. Okay? So two different ways of reading Rav Ashi. Okay, now we're going to have another. Now we're going to take what we did here is we widened the scope of the Mishnah, right? At least the Ma'ol Mefurashim part. Now, which in fact was Mitzamtzem, right? It narrowed the Ma'ot Satum. So now we're going to have another narrowing of the Ma'ot Satum. Amar Rava, Hada Amaran Ma'ot Stumim Yiplu L'Nidava. Okay, when we said the Ma'ot Stumim, you use the money for nidava, right? This is the halacha l'mosh m'sinai. Or remember, Rish Lakish, there's actually a whole thing pervading the sugya underneath, like behind the scenes of the Rishonim, trying to figure out, can we read this sugya only according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's halacha l'mosh m'sinai, or can we even read it according to Rish Lakish? If you remember, he had said this, l'chol nidrehem, l'chol nidvotam, that any neder turns into a nidava, right? If it doesn't. So I'm not going to get into that. That's already, you know, beyond the scope of what we're going to discuss here, but just so you should know that there's a bit of a thing. Can we read this sugya according to also Rish Lakish? But now that we said Ma'ot Shumim Miplul Nidavah, Im Nafla Demei Chatat Mibeinehem, let's say you have a pile of money. You have 150 shekel. Let's just assume 50-50-50 approximately is each animal. So let's say you have 150 shekel in a pile and you take out 50 shekel and buy a chatat with it. So now what are you left with? You're left with ma'ot stumim, right? That now didn't include your olan shlamim, okay? But I'm sorry, it includes only your olan shlamim. You've taken out your chatat. Now remember, the chatat is what causes all the problems. Because you had the chatat, what happened? So we said there's halacha l'mosh m'sinai that it doesn't have to all go to Yam HaMelech, but we have to up the shlamim to an ola, right? Everything has to be ola now. Okay? So now, what if im naflad mechatat mibenehem? No, it doesn't mean naflad. It means you right here Rashi says you lost it, but I understood more, most of the interpretations assume you took out, you know, and you spent the money on the chatat. Harehen kim mefurashim. Okay, then They're already mefurashim, meaning what are you left with? An ola and a shlamim. So the ola goes to an ola, and the shlamim goes to shlamim, and you can eat the meat. That's the chiddush here. Okay, you can eat the shlamim meat because we're not worried anymore about the chatat being mixed in. Do you want to ask something, Naomi?
No, but you just said that it becomes the status of ola.
If it's all mixed up because of the chatat, but once you remove the chatat from the picture,
you still have ola and shlamim.
You have ola and shlamim. So what happens? Well, your ola and shlamim, we're not worried about, right? We can say your ola goes to the ola and the shlamim goes to the shlamim. We don't have the chatat. The chatat was the one that was causing us to up everything to the ola status. Okay, normally the chatat would mean you have to go lemita, but the chiddush was, no, we can just treat it all as olat nedava. But since the chatat's not in the picture anymore, then you're left with the ola and the shlamim.
Except the shlamim is kochim kalim and ola is kochim.
Right, so then each one is treated, you can separate those two. Those two we're not concerned about separating, is basically what he's saying. Now we're going to have a braita that supports Rava. So hopefully you'll see it more clearly here. Okay, and here I charted it out, so you can see each line and what it's doing. If you say, elu l'chatati, v'hashar l'shar niziruti, okay, so now we have basically a similar situation, right, where you separated the chatat from the rest of the money. So it's an in-between, right? You're ma'o mefurashim, or mefurashim for the chatat, and then you have ma'ot stumim for the ola and the shlamim. You follow? So now, what happens? Demei chatat yachuli yam ha-melech, v'hashar yavi chetzio le'ola v'chetzio le'shlamim. Okay, so now half goes to Ola, half goes to Shlamim. But now, what's the question? This is what you were getting at, Naomi, which is, but wait, are they Kodshe Kodshim or Kodshim Kalim? Is there Me'ila, is there not Me'ila by this money? Because let's say you haven't yet bought your Korbanot. So how do you treat this money? U'mo'alim b'kulan ve'ei mo'alim b'miktzatan. Okay, what does that mean? Very logical here. You have a mix right now. Okay, you have a pot here. You have money that's part Ola and part Shlamim, okay? So now, if you were to use some of this money, okay? Now, we don't know whether that money is Ola money or Shlamim money. So let's say you take some of this money and you go buy some food for yourself, random food, okay? That's called Me'ila. But since not all this money has deemed Me'ila, in order to be chayav mi'ila, to bring an asha mi'ila, remember, to be chayav a korban, it has to be, we know you actually did something wrong. Here's a sefek, you're chayav a korban. So you don't bring the korban, the asha mi'ila, if you're mo'al b'miktzatan. Because we don't know, and you don't have to pay the keren and chomesh, because we don't know if it was really mi'ila. But if you were mo'al b'kulan, and you used all this money to buy yourself food, well then, for sure, you used all the money. And therefore, for sure, you were chayav mi'ila. Okay, and therefore you'd be chayav me'ila, the asha me'ilot on that. Now I assume, okay, didn't look this up, but I assume that when it comes to paying the keren and chomesh, you'd only pay it on half, because only on half of it were you chayav your asha me'ila. I would assume that the korban, obviously, you're bringing a korban. That's a good question. Here it just says you pay the money; it doesn't specify. But it would be a good question. Well, it does say chetziol ola v'chetziol shlamim. They already tell you half should go toward that and half should go toward that. So it's interesting. I don't see any note about it here, but it would seem to me.
Except in the shot.
Yeah.
What was bothering me is that they seem to be not consistent, because they have to decide whether money has a name on it or not. If money doesn't have a name, then it has to carry the whole way through, and it doesn't matter which part you. Maybe I'm not making sense.
I'm not sure what you're saying, though. Try.
No, that if you have coins, you have 150 coins, and you set aside the 50 for the chatat, the coin, forget it, it doesn't matter, I can't explain it.
What?
It doesn't matter what the half is, and which half is titled Ola, or which half is titled Shlamim, because that's interchangeable, because money can't...
Is interchangeable.
Because, yeah, money can't...
Except that money has... Once you designate it, it's got kedusha to it. And it has the... That's the whole chidush here. That when we view money, when you say money is kodesh, it's kodesh. Like, let's say you say, I'm giving money to tzedakah. Look at, right?
Yeah.
I'm giving this money to tzedakah. And let's say you give other money to tzedakah, right? Like, is there some issue that you said this money is going to tzedakah, that if you use that money for something else, it's a problem? It's a good question. I mean, we don't treat tzedakah as hektesh mamash, right? So you'd say, oh, well, you could take other money in place of that. And by the way, it comes up in the Gemara all the time that money is lahotzah nitna, right? Like if someone borrows money, you're not expected to return that exact money. Obviously, he gave you the money for you to spend that money and return him other money. However, here, when we're talking about mamash hekdesh, where you said this is for kodesh, like the money takes on a value, like it has holiness to it.
Imagine that it turns a different color, right? Once it's been designated, it sparkles. You know,
that's exactly what this whole halacha is.
It's
there's
not
a
money, in a way.
It's representative of what it's going to be.
Well, soon we're going to talk in a minute about what if you separate something, not like things that aren't money, that we maybe have monetary value, but we don't really use them as money. There's going to be a whole discussion about, is this halacha only unique to ma'ot, coins that are interchangeable that people use all the time, or something else that you could sell for something, okay? And that's really what they're getting at. Like, what is it about it? Is it just money? Is it other things? You know, how do other things relate to this? But that's how they view it. If you said this money is for chatat, then that money is designated for chatat. You can't use it. Right? If you use other money, that money still has hekdesh. Just like when you have your master sheni, what do? You're poda'ed on a coin, and that coin, you have to bring those coins to the Beit HaMikdash. Like, you can't bring other coins.
I think that's really the difference here, that money is the one unique thing that is interchangeable by everybody. Meaning, if you're saying, okay, I'm going to take this and I'm going to barter it, then that's just between you and a specific person. But ma'ot has that unique status in every culture where it isn't the object itself.
Right, there's no value.
It has no real value except what the society has designated. It's not the real object. It's this vague, abstract kind of thing. And so here they're specifically saying, now it's got a specific status.
Right.
That is not this vague thing anymore.
By the way, proof to exactly what you're saying about how ma'od are unique and that they have no value other than the value that society gives them is exactly why ma'od are the most... You know how we talked about muktzah. What does muktzah mean? Muktzah is something that has absolutely no use. The highest level of muktzah is something like... We all think muktzah, a pen, or this. That's not the highest level of muktzah. A stone. And what's in the same category as stone? Stones is coins. Coins are zero. They have zero value. They're so muktzah. If you have coins on your bed, you're not allowed to move them on Shabbos, okay? Because they are like things. Like a pen is on your bed, you can move it. The tzarach makomo, the tzarach gufo. You know, you can move it for various reasons. But coins and rocks are the most muktzah ever, unless you've designated them for a particular purpose. Like your coins are holding down paper, right? Or your rocks are using for chamesh davanim. You know, you're playing a game. Then you can use them. But other than that, if they're not designated for any purpose, they're the highest level of muktzah.
Before Shabbat.
Yes, and you have to have designated them before Shabbat. So that's proof of exactly what you're saying, that that's how they're viewed in halacha. Okay, so this braita proved, right, because what did it say? If you say, Elu l'chatati en ashar l'shar neziruti, so again, the dmei chatat yuchuli amamelach, and the shar yabi chati ola v'chati ola shalmim, and it doesn't have to all be la'olat nedava, right? What if you said, Elu, this is the continuation of the Braita, Elu la'olati, okay, this is for the Ola, Hashar l'shar neziruti, so now you're left with the Shlamim and the Chatat, right? What's going to happen? So, Deme Ola yaviu Ola, Umo alim bahem, right, and they have regular Dimi'ila, because they're Ola, Hashar yiplu l'nidava, so now, because this Halacha l'moshe Mesina kicks in, if the Chatat's mixed up with something, then it goes l'nidava. So also the shlamim becomes olat nedava, u'mo'alim b'kulam ve'e'mo'alim b'miktzatan. Okay, but here too, since we know that part of it is shlamim in it, so then me'ila is only b'kulan and not b'miktzatan. Right? If some of it's me'ila, so you're not over a me'ila. Okay. Now comes the issue about what if it's not ma'ot. Okay? Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. We're going to have three people here, okay? The first is Rav Huna in the name of Rav. Then we're going to have Rav Nachman who explains Rav. And then we're going to have a Rav Nachman by Yitzchak who comes to go against one of the statements of Rav Nachman who related to Rav. I'm Rav Huna, I'm a Rav. And then tomorrow we're going to get to Rav Shimi Bar Ashi who has a question on all of these three guys, okay? That were kind of based on each other, but or all based on Rav, but he's going to question all of it. We're going to start with that tomorrow. Okay. Lo shanu ela ma'ot, aval behema harehi kemefereshet. Okay, if you separated animals, then that's as if it was designated. Okay, now there's a big machloket as to how to understand this. What does it mean? Okay, so first of all, let's say you separate particular animals. So some people say it must be that you separated a keves, a kivsah, and an ayil, which are the korbanot that you're supposed to bring. The keves goes la'ola, the kivsah for chatat, and the ayil for shlamim. So what it means is if you separated a keves, a kivsah, and an ayil, well, that's not satum. That's mefarash, because each one is going to each one. Now, other people say, what kind of interpretation is that? That would be totally obvious. Rav wouldn't even need to tell you that, because it would be obvious which one's going for which. What it must be is you separated like a par, for example, okay, where that has nothing to do with nizirut. You separated an animal. What do you have to do now? You obviously can't bring that animal as a korban. So what are you going to do? You're going to sell the animal and buy korbanot with that money, or sell, you know, maybe it was multiple animals or whatever it might be, you're going to buy with that value the korbanot you're intending. So there's two different ways of reading this sugya, whether he means you actually separate three animals that match the three animals and then, you know, that's what he means, or we're talking about something much more like animals in place of money, right, which would make more sense in the continuation of the sugya. You'll see
so
where they're going with
it.
So it's mifo-resh, what? What do you say?
A third of the par. For the chatat.
And it would have to go to Yamamelach? Well, I assume, right. I assume you'd sell it for money, and then the money would go. Although, I meant, right, it might be the same thing.
So
if it's mifo-resh, when
does it get tagged? With
right, she may be yachim o-be'emot, right. So Rashi goes with the interpretation that I said originally, it was the three animals. If you say that it's... you go with the other interpretation. So, one second. Right. That's what you would have to wait. Right. You'd have to wait till it has a mum. Right. That's the whole thing. Because you separate an animal for a korban. You can't just sell it. So you have to wait till it has a mum. Then you redeem it. And then you bring from the money your nizirut, which actually would push off your korbanot nizirut, possibly for a very long time. It would be a very bad situation.
Is that in the case where you specify this animal's for the korban, or even if for financing?
No, you'd have to say this animal's for the... right. Or even
it's
you said financing the korban?
Yeah.
Right. I guess you'd have to say this animal's for the korban. Maybe you didn't know what kind of animal you needed to bring, and you just said that. That's not for us. Right, so then... if they were damim, they'd have to go Yam HaMelech, but would be all of it, or Moravim Ba? Right, so now... right, so what he's basically saying is this whole unique halacha of Ma'ot Dumim Hochim L'Nidava is only by Ma'ot and not by a Behema. So in that case, the Behema, I guess, would have to go... right, it's kechatam mefereshet, so the whole thing would have to, like, if the owner died, and if the owner doesn't die, then he waits for the animal to get a mum, he's poted the animal, and he buys the korbanot. But if the owner were to die, what? Then it would have to go Yam HaMelech.
You have to leave the animal to die, and can't use it to finance anything.
Right. But, you'd either leave the animal to die, or, it says here, right, if... Right. The animal would have to die. And if already maybe you already switched it into money, then the money would have to go to Yam HaMelech. It would all be treated as the chumrah of chatat. Okay. So now, Amar Rav Nachman, Hada Amrei Behema Harei Kimeforeshet, the fact that Rav said this, Lo Shanu Ela Timima, that's if you separated a pure animal. Okay, but now it goes to what, I forgot who just said this, but if it was a Baalat Mum, meaning... you never meant to use this animal as a korban. You were just trying to use the animal for financing. So if it's balat mum, harehi kistuma. Okay, then it's already considered like money. Okay, so now you see that an animal can function like money. Aval naska lo. But if it was a piece of silver, okay, now a piece of silver, the assumption is a piece of silver you would use as is. You wouldn't change it into money to go buy something. You would actually use this piece of silver. It has value. It's exactly what Razel said. The piece of silver has value in and of itself. It's not like a symbolic thing. And therefore, that has a different status, and that's not treated like satum. That's not money. When it says ma'ot, it only means things. It's interesting. Here he connects animals to money. Like animals are commodities, right? That you trade them. Well, the truth is commodity is not the right word. Silver would be a commodity. But animals are used in place of money, whereas silver, not as much so. Like it doesn't get traded for money, really. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, no. Afilu naska. Silver is a commodity. People use it for trading, for, you know, for buying things. Aval so'ar, I forget how you pronounce it. Sva'ar shel korot or so'ar?
Svar.
Svar shel korot lo. But let's say you had a pile of beams that were used for building. Now that kind of thing, you can only sell when there's someone who's actually in front of you who really needs a pile of beams for building a house, right? Let's say they're building their house, they need it. That's very hard to sell. So if you're talking about that, that's really far from money. But a piece of silver, people would use like money. So then here's a whole discussion, basically, about which things are considered things that people use for trading. So animals, by the way, is, right? Animals appears high on the list. Animals is like money. People traded them all the time. Whereas when it comes to silver, it's questionable. When it comes to a building item, you know, already that's rachok from being something people use all the time as selling, and that wouldn't be considered. So there's a whole discussion here about, and we'll see tomorrow, Shimi argues over all this, about what's considered ma'ot, the when, right? It's this whole thing about we have this halacha l'mosh m'sinai, halacha u'benazir, the ma'ot's dumim. Does he mean ma'ot and only ma'ot? Or what things are similar enough to ma'ot that we can also say the same thing would apply? Okay, that these are considered satum. Whereas if it's already rachok, like the svar shel korot, so that already, you know, we can't say it's dumim, and therefore we're going to have the problem with the chatat. If he separates beams for building and he says, this is for my korbanot, right, the most vague thing he could possibly say, you're stuck. Like, there's nothing you could do. Let's say the guy dies, and it's, if you can buy the three korbanot, great. But if the guy dies, he's got nothing to do with it, so then he would have the issue with the chatat. Okay? So that's it for today.